Kicks 103.7.
Kiki Beach.
Your music.
Your music.
Your station.
Your station.
Kicks 103.7.
Good evening and welcome to the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner. We are at the Sanford Center tonight, and certainly glad that everyone has able to be with us here this evening. Can you guys believe this is the fourth year
that we've been doing this event? Wow.
4 years.
Wow.
Boy, how time flies.
Time does fly when you're having fun.
The Beavers will open up the season this weekend with a home-and-home with Minnesota Duluth. The format of the show, for those listening on the radio tonight, the head coaches will join us. Then we will take a break and give away some door prizes here at the Sanford Center. And then the senior class will come up, then the juniors, then the sophomores, and then the freshmen. But first off, for everyone here in the Sanford Center, I can give these guys a round of applause for what they did last year. McNaughton Cup championships don't happen every day. Tom, we'll start with you. At what point in last season did you kind of know something special was happening?
I think when we were 11-0-1, we started off so hot.
It took you that long?
Yeah, well, exactly. By 11-0-1, we had a pretty good separation at that particular time. And then you're just saying to yourself, you know, get your share of splits, because second half of the year is typically split city. So I think at that time we knew that there was a great chance we could win the league. But there's always anxiety, though, throughout the whole year. And there's times you're playing well. There's times you're not playing well. And sometimes you're going to win games and you're not playing well. So who knows? But when we were 11-0-1, we did. We thought there was a good chance we were going to win that cup, and we did.
Well, and you did so, Tom, in convincing fashion, more so than most teams. You had wrapped it up a couple of weeks before the season was over. Talk about that. That's quite an accomplishment. Obviously, winning is an accomplishment, but to do so in such convincing fashion.
Well, it was odd. You're exactly right, Biss. We won the McNaughton Cup, I think, game 25, and typically it's the last weekend of the year. It goes down to the last weekend. We won a game 25 on a Friday night, and of course on Saturday afternoon we didn't play very well and we lost, so that obviously puts a sour taste in your mouth because you want to win every game. But at the end of the day, so much goes into winning a championship. So much goes into it, and not only the effort, but again, psychologically as well. It takes a lot out of you. So, again, I think after we won Friday night, again, it was just one of those situations where it was going to be tough to win on Saturday.
Tom, after a season like that, how do you come into a brand-new season with those high of expectations and new incoming freshmen and new senior leadership? What's kind of the mindset of going into this season?
Well, I just think you approach this season the same as any season, Kelly. It's not necessarily, again, how well we did last year, or if you didn't play well, you have the same expectations all the time. You approach your business the same way. You try to establish, your habits, your basic habits of how you want to play, and you hope that you're just ready to play opening weekend, and you just want to build on each weekend. So we don't talk a lot about like winning the McNaughton Cup or winning a championship, because that's expected. And if you take care of the process, and I don't want to sound cliche-ish, but if you take care of the process, there might be light at the end of the tunnel. But there's such a fine line between winning and losing, and our league, there's so much parity. We surprised people last year. I don't know what were we, Schulte, the sixth? Mm-hmm. We ranked sixth in preseason, and this year we're ranked second. So who knows? There's going to be somebody else this year who was picked fifth, sixth, seventh, and they're going to make a run. And it's just the way it is. So there's so many things that go into winning. And number one is you better have a little luck. You better have goaltending. You better have special teams, and you better stay healthy. And you got to have some good players. So I just think, again, we'll worry about weekend one, then weekend two. And if we start playing well and, we get on a little bit of a run, then, let the critics start talking about all those other things, not us.
Travis, you played for championships here. What was different about coaching for a championship here last year?
Not much, really. I mean, it's just, like Tom said, there's a lot that goes into winning, and a lot of things that I learned as a player when I was here and fortunate enough to play on some winning teams are the same things that are being taught to the players now. And it's just being as good as you can every day, taking care of the little things every day. And like Tom said, it's a process, and taking one weekend at a time and just having a good approach going that way, and just kind of seeing where that takes you.
Well, Eddie, for you, this is year two in Bemidji. Unlike Tom and Wince, you did not play here at BSU. So not only were you starting a new gig, job-wise, you were coming into a new community. Safe to say you're a lot more acclimated and comfortable here for year two?
Yeah, definitely. I think actually just it was kind of cool for me with the freshmen last year. I think that we all kind of grew together, learning how we do things here on a day-to-day basis. Recruiting is a different animal here at Bemidji. Compared to some other programs that I've been to. So just kind of getting acclimated to just how we work and operate on a daily basis. So obviously nice to step into a championship season too, and hopefully try to repeat that this upcoming year.
I did that too my first year. It's kind of fun. I'm just walking into a title.
For you, Eddie, I know you grew up with a dad who was very involved in hockey, and of course, right now he's battling cancer, but how has that been for you being so far away from home, and were you able to see him during the off season?
It's not easy. It's pretty difficult. You come to the rink every day, and hockey, doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing, it's kind of your oasis. You know, you might not be doing well in school, or you might be having problems with your girlfriend or your home life, and you can come to the rink every single day and you can kind of wipe your head clear. Hockey's a big part of my life. It's kind of the reason where I am today. It's why I have an education. It's why I have my closest friends. And honestly, I learned to play the game. My brothers did, my family did, you know, because of my dad. So it's not easy. You know, you can't just go to the, it's not just, you know, Joe Schmo's dad. Everybody knows about it, you know? So it's tough. It's not easy. But you gotta put your best foot forward, and you gotta pull up your pants and put your work boots on, and you gotta just be a professional, and you gotta just deal with it.
Yeah. New member of the staff this year, Logan Davis. Logan, where are you from? What's your hockey background, and what intrigued you about BSU?
I'm from Columbus. I played at Ohio State last year. I was born and raised in Columbus. My mom's a Bemidji State alum. She went here.
Yeah.
Go Beavs. She was here. She probably wouldn't want me to say, so I'll just keep that to myself. But I would say the big difference, this room right here, like this dinner, is really a huge difference between my experience at Ohio State and my experience here. Just the community that goes into everything the Beavers do. Is really amazing. Like, this team's a part of the community, and the community's part of the team, so it's awesome to be here.
This guy's already fitting in, isn't he?
Well, Logan, talk about your experience with Bemidji. You said your mom went to school here. Did you ever come visit, or did you have any intention of, you know, once you were done, this is where you wanted to come for your first, I guess, out-of-hockey playing experience?
So my mom... we would come up here. So my mom's whole family, she's one of nine. Her entire family's scattered throughout Minnesota, the closest to here being in Perham. So I'm up and around the state of Minnesota pretty frequently. Only been to Bemidji once, though, when I was too young to remember it. We went to Headwaters of Mississippi, photo with Paul Bunyan and all that. So got lots of memories there, even though I don't necessarily remember them. As for my path here, that kind of I got a lot to owe to Travis Winter. He was friends with one of the coaches who I played for at Ohio State, and so I kind of, you know, just stars aligned, and I ended up here.
Eddie, this incoming freshman class, you've been involved in the recruitment and such, and what are your first thoughts on seeing them on the ice since they've started practicing?
Well, I would say just besides the hockey part, which is probably the most important thing that I'm going to hit on here, is that they're all great kids. And we want great hockey players here, but we want even better people. And I think that the upperclassmen, the sophomores, juniors, and seniors would say the same thing. But on the ice, I think they're all just getting accustomed to how we do things here. Practice is a little bit different. Practices are probably like some of their junior games, to be quite honest with you, last year. They're noticing a big jump in the strength. Because the biggest thing you notice from high school hockey or midget hockey to junior hockey is the skill and the speed. And honestly, at this level, the biggest thing that you're going to notice is the strength. You're playing against guys who are 24, maybe even 25 years old. So the weight room's been real important for them. They've been busting the, you know, their humps in the weight room to get after it with Mike Lewis, who does a great job for us. And they've really been working to push themselves to throw on some extra muscle mass in the early going. And I mean, I think they all can skate, they all can play, they've got hockey sense, they're making plays. And honestly, at this stage of the game, it's just trying to find a way to adapt as quickly as possible and gain a sense of confidence and just going out there every single day and just finding a way to be an effective player.
Tom, you guys open with Duluth this weekend. They played last weekend in the Icebreaker Tournament, played Minnesota, beat them in overtime, then lost Michigan Tech. Your guys have been practicing. You can't replicate that game speed, that game tempo, that game physicality. How do they get ready for that right at the drop of the puck Friday night?
You just have to go play, because you're right. I mean, you can't replicate that. Practice is still practice. Even though we go hard, there's nothing like a game from a physical standpoint, the speed aspect of it, people in the stands, so you have that kind of emotion that you're playing on. So, you know, we just have to really pay attention to our details early on, and it's going to take us a while to adapt Friday night. And again, is it going to be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a whole period? I don't know, but we do have a veteran team, so they play a lot of hockey. So again, they haven't forgot how to play the game, but they're just going to have to make sure too that in the early going, they do have an advantage. 3-0, there's no question. So we're just going to have to make sure again that we just probably simplify things for the first 10 minutes or so, because again, they got a little jump on us, but we'll catch up. I'm not worried about that.
Something tells me that all of us here in this room have no worries that these guys will get them ready to go for Friday night. The head coach, the assistant coaches for the BSU men's hockey team. When we come back, this year's senior class joins us. It's the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner on the Beaver Radio Network.
Feeling hungry? Well, with Applebee's 2-for-20 menu, $20 gets you 2 full-sized entrees and an appetizer to share. Fill up on new options like Bourbon Street Chicken and Shrimp, Chicken Breast with Bacon Beer Cheese, and the Whiskey Bacon Burger with a mountain of fries. The new 2-for-20 menu, only at Applebee's. Pricing and participation may vary.
Pick up your next meal with Applebee's Carside to Go.
Hey, this is Hendry at Smoky Hills in Park Rapids. We specialize in ice castle fish houses. It's that simple. You may see another brand of fish house on our lot, but that's because it was traded in for an ice castle. We choose to sell ice castle because we are passionate about the product and we use it ourselves. When you're thinking about buying an ice castle, come see Smoky Hills first. Smoky Hills Outdoor Store, your ice castle experts, online at smokyhills.com.
Rebound wraparound, horn sounds, Bemidji State not only wins the McNaughton Cup tonight, but they win the hockey game, final score of 3-2.
The Beaver hockey season opens October 13th when BSU hosts Minnesota Duluth. Cheer on the defending McNaughton Cup champions as they face the Bulldogs, Air Force, Minnesota State, and more by getting single game tickets beginning September 22nd. Plan ahead and avoid the lines on game day. To purchase your tickets, visit the Sanford Center box office or call Jenna at 441-4031. This is Beaver Territory.
Here's your Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com. Lowest level off around 32 tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 57. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows around 47. Partly cloudy skies Thursday, daytime highs approaching 64. 54 Friday, currently it's 55 degrees.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU men's hockey team will open up the season Friday and Saturday with a home and home with the Bulldogs of Minnesota Duluth. Brian Schultz, Brian Bissonette, Kelly Schultz with you here tonight with this year's senior class. We'll start down on this end. If you can introduce yourselves, your hometown, and what your major is.
I'm Leo Fitzgerald. I'm from Port Alberni, British Columbia, and my major is marketing comm.
I'm Jordan Heller from Bemidji, and my major is business administration.
Hi, I'm Kyle Bauman. I'm from Apopka, Florida, and my major is business administration.
Carter Struthers from Weyburn, Saskatchewan, and I am majoring in biology.
Miles Fitzgerald from Port Alberni, British Columbia, a double major of physical education and health education. Jerry Fitzgerald. I'm a senior from Port Alberni, BC, Marketing Communications.
Michael Bitzer is not here. After all, these guys are student athletes. He actually does have class tonight. So Bitz, the All-American goalie, is not here. I want to start with Carter Struthers. You had a medical redshirt year due to injury your sophomore year. You came back last year. You hadn't seen the ice a ton. You played a ton last year. You improved so much. You were out there when games were on the line down the stretch. As a player, what does it mean to you to come back now for a fifth year and come back and do it all over again?
It's very exciting. Having those, my freshman year I played 7 games, then sophomore year didn't play, junior year didn't play, and then to get into it last year and have a pretty good role, it was a treat, and I'm really excited for the year that's coming up here.
Hockey's just something that you can't get out of your blood once it's in there, can you?
Yeah, you got her.
My question is for Jordan. You're from Bemidji, obviously, and I'm sure growing up playing Bemidji youth hockey, this was a dream down the line that you might be able to play for your hometown college team. Is it everything you expected it to be?
Yeah, it is. Growing up in Bemidji, I've came to a lot of Beaver games, and it's always been a dream to play here.
All right, I've got a question for the Fitzgeralds, because this is my last hurrah, I guess. Now, you guys are seniors, but I did a little research today and found a BuzzFeed article I'm sure you're familiar with, talking about your role in Baby Genius, the movie. And the article was titled, "The Triplets from Baby Genius Are Ridiculously Hot Now." And I had to laugh. I have to know each of your response. Listen to the crowd. They love it. Wait, when you guys first saw that article, like, what were you thinking?
They were spot on.
Well, I have to admit, as I was scrolling through, they had pictures from Instagram. Obviously, you guys got smart on them and took down some of those pictures, didn't you? Who did that? Come on, somebody chime in, one of you three.
I think Jerry liked it. I think he gained 2,000 more followers.
No comment from the end here? No, he's shaking his head. How about you down there?
No, I'm good.
He's good, okay. Sorry to embarrass you guys, but that was funny.
Kyle Bauman, I believe it was Biss, your freshman year. Kyle's from Apopka, Florida, if you don't know that. Biss asked you if you had a winter coat, and at that time you said no. Your sophomore year, your junior year, and now your senior year, I'm going to ask it again. Do you have a winter coat, and is it bigger than that one that you had as a freshman?
Just the one that Toby gave me.
Well, it's hard to believe you guys are seniors already. I mean, I remember most of your first games, and it seemed like just yesterday. But any advice for the freshmen? I know it's a little bit more distant from when you have been a freshman, but it does seem like just yesterday. We'll go with the Fitzgeralds first. Any advice that you give the incoming freshmen, either hockey-wise or just life-wise here in Bemidji?
All I got to say is 4 years seems like a long stretch, but it really isn't. So live it up.
Anybody else want to?
Just soak every moment in. It goes quick. And Bemidji's a fun town. Take advantage of it. And, it goes by quick.
Well, this question is for the captains. Kyle Bauman and John Heller, what does it mean for you two to be selected captains? And then Jerry Fitzgerald, you're one of the associate captains along with Dylan Eichstad. For you four, what does that mean to you guys?
Yeah, it's just special having your teammates recognize you as one of the leaders of this team. I know there's a lot of leaders in this locker room, and it's really just special looking at everyone that's been a captain here. You just try and build on their success and take a little bit from everyone. And just be yourself.
Well, I think Kyle hit it spot on. It's a very special honor to be a leader on this team. Just take what the leaders told us last year and build off it.
Yeah, it's definitely special. There's a long list of guys that could have been named captains, and I was definitely fortunate to be one of them, so it's special.
Jordan, I talked with you briefly earlier today for an interview that'll air Friday night, but being a Bemidji native, growing up around this team, and you look back in the history of Beaver hockey captains, there's like 5 of them. from Bemidji that have been a captain wearing the green and white. You and Dylan Eichstead both share that honor now this year. How special is that to play for your hometown and be a captain?
Well, it's a very special honor. Like I said, growing up here, going to all the games, it's a dream come true to play for Bemidji State. Looking after all those past captains from Bemidji, it's just an honor.
Well, I guess the question can be for anybody, but Carter or Kyle, since you haven't answered recently, obviously the future is here at BSU is coming to an end after this season. How much thought do you give to what's the next step in your life as far as plans for future hockey or a future job, or is it pretty much focus on the task at hand?
Right now I'm just trying to enjoy it. Like everyone else said, it goes real quick. I mean, it feels like I'm still a freshman. If I could redo it, I'd start it over right now. It's been so much fun, and you try not to think about the future right now. Just things will come, and yeah.
The focus on the task at hand right now. Hopefully, win as many hockey games as we can this year. Go as far as we can. Make a deep run, and then we'll take it from there.
They sound so modest and humble, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, as a collective group, you've been through the highs and the lows. Obviously, the highs of last year and a championship are always going to be in your memories, but certainly you guys have made a lot of memories for all these people sitting here in the crowd as well. So thank you much for all that you guys have done. Ladies and gentlemen, your senior class for Bemidji State. We will take a break and come back here at the Sanford Center in the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner with the junior class. It's when we return right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Hey, Dad. Good morning.
Who are you looking at?
Uh-oh. Woke up in Crankyville again. Here, have some coffee.
A lot of good it'll do me after trying to sleep on that old mattress all night. You'd be cranky too, Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, but remember, my birthday, you got me that new Serta mattress from America's Mattress Gallery. Now I sleep good at night. I get all A's at school. And I made you breakfast this morning.
What do you want, a medal? Oh, I know. Another raise in your allowance?
I only want you to do yourself a favor. Go to America's Mattress Gallery at Venusa and get your own Serta mattress.
You're such a good girl. And if I ever wake up, I'll post it all over social media.
Dad, don't you dare. Just get that Serta mattress. That's all the things I need.
Get your new Serta mattress from America's Mattress Gallery inside Venusa Appliance Sales and Service on Minkota Avenue, just north of Sanford Health Accessories.
Venusa Appliance Sales and Service. You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
There's always something new at Crayola Experience at Mall of America, our permanent home. Bursting with 25 hands-on attractions in 60,000 square feet, it's a full day of fun for the whole family. Watch your paper creation dance, create melted wax spin art, turn your coloring page into a 4D adventure, name your own crayon, and watch how crayons are made. Make colorful memories that last a lifetime at Crayola Experience.
Get your coupons today at participating Dairy Queens.
103 weather. Here's your WeatherEye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com. Lows level off around 32 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 57. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows around 47. Partly cloudy skies Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 64. 54 Friday. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU men's hockey team will open up the season Friday night hosting Minnesota Duluth in a home-and-home. The junior class up on stage with us right now. Start with Jay and introduce introductions, please.
I'm Jay Dickman from St. Paul, Minnesota, and my major is sports management with a minor in human performance.
I'm Daniel Billett from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, and my major is business administration.
Dylan Eichstead from Bemidji, Minnesota, management and entrepreneurship major.
I'm Mike Soucier from Caledon, Ontario, and I'm a business management major.
I'm Justin Beaudry. I'm from Liberoque, Manitoba. I'm a junior, and I'm majoring in business administration.
I'm TJ Rue from Champlain, Minnesota, and I'm majoring in criminal justice.
My name is Ian Janko. I'm from Bloomington, Minnesota, and I'm majoring in business admin.
I'd like to start the questions here with one of the captains, Dylan Eichsted. Dylan, as a junior, what does it mean? What's the honor mean to you?
It's cool, you know, it definitely is, but at the same time, every guy up here is a leader. Every guy in our senior class is a leader. Our leadership stems from our culture and the things we do every day. So I'm just an extension of that leadership. I may be what people see, but our true leadership comes from our upperclassmen as a whole.
How much of that culture did you learn even before you ever walked on campus as a student?
Well, quite a bit, I guess. When I was playing junior hockey, I was able to work out quite a bit in the summers here, and you just see it on the walls every day when you'd come to the rink. So quite a bit, actually, I guess.
Well, injuries are a big part of the game, and my question's for Jay. We share an injury in common that I did not know, but once you get injured, you find out who else had it. I tore my Achilles tendon at the beginning of the summer, and I'm still having trouble walking. You tore yours Achilles tendon in the summer, and you were playing Division I hockey, what, in 4 months?
It was like 6 weeks, I think.
Wow.
Well, Biss, that's easy.
Now, granted, he's in a lot better shape, and he's a lot younger, but how did you do that?
When it happened in the summer, the first thing I did was got in the training room and called my cousins who played here, Bryce and Bill Methven, who are now medical surgeons or medical sales, and they came up with a new procedure on the Achilles tendon, and it was supposed to help recovery. But for me, the lucky thing is I'm in a boot about 9 months out of 12, so there's no movement, and I can just keep playing on it.
Mm. Wow, that's an incredible.
Crazy.
That is incredible. My question is for TJ Rue. You are a criminal justice major. What do you hope to be?
Honestly, I want to be a fireman.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a police officer, but a fireman.
Yeah.
You realize that's called firefighting and not criminal justice?
Yeah, I understand that.
Just checking.
But they don't have a major for firefighting, so criminal justice, I guess. And
okay, what inspired you to want to be a firefighter?
I don't know, just...
Nobody in your family?
No. Just decided one day. I was
just
like,
wants to go run into burning buildings.
Absolutely.
And save people.
Absolutely.
It's very admirable.
We do need them, so thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate that. Justin Beaudry, nickname of Juice. Why Juice?
Actually, when I was pretty young, I spilled some apple juice on my lap when I was at a hockey tournament. And then, you know, I grew up with our good friend Brendan Harms, who's an alumni now, and he brought it here, and that's how it started around here.
That's great.
That's not where I thought that story was going to go.
Yeah.
Not at all. On the ice, you have logged a lot of minutes in your time here. How much do you think you've grown as a player and just sheer anticipation instead of having to think?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty interesting. From just from freshman year till now, actually, I think I've grown a lot as a player. Just thinking a lot, understanding the game a lot better, and just having better vision, honestly.
Well, Dan, you've done the road trips twice now, so you can judge a little bit better than the first time around. Favorite place to play away from home and why?
I don't know. I like playing in the XL Energy Center, to be honest with you.
That's a good choice.
Nice. Good answer. I remember covering two games, a road trip to Northern Michigan for Schultze, your freshman year for you guys. And I remember sitting across the bus from Mike Soucier, who was having truck problems. Do you still have that same truck, Mike?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
Oh, no. We better that that's way. Good it sounds
your,
like it.
That's good for your pocketbook, because that thing had to get, what, about 12 feet to the gallon?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, you got to share with everybody here the story. I remember you almost didn't make the trip because of that stupid truck, right?
Yeah, that thing's giving me a lot of trouble, actually. I actually got in a car accident, though, with that truck, so... it was unfortunate. I was really attached to that truck, but yeah, it's quite sad.
To those in the crowd here, I'm not sure that thing would fit in this room. It was huge. It took up like three parking spots back there in the back lot.
Well, it was one of those trucks that had the big tires.
All souped up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Need a step ladder to get into it?
Yeah. I'm pretty short, too, so it was quite a jump.
Jenks, you were an all-academic team member and an all-scholar athlete last year. I don't know if the average fan knows how much you guys have to juggle coming to practice and going to games and traveling to games and still getting all the classwork done. What works for you so you can pass it along to some of these freshmen?
You know what? Truthfully, we're like Dylan was getting at earlier, the culture here, we're hard workers. We know on and off the ice that there's a job that has to be done. We don't like to take excuses. We just we put our nose to the grindstone and get after it in the classroom and on the ice.
Well, defensively, you know, with four of you up here last year, I don't know if you could get a bit better defensive year. One of the best defensive teams in the country as far as goals against. Any of you defensive-wise, what does that mean to you and all the effort that you put into the game when you can see those results, Justin?
Yeah, it's great. I think it's really rewarding, actually. You know, you work pretty hard every day, and you want to see results, and especially when you're working hard with your teammates every day, you just want to, you know, that's the goal, and whatever it takes to help us win.
What's it going to take to beat the Bulldogs this weekend? I'll ask one of the defensemen, Dan.
It's just going to take hard work. We haven't played a game yet this season, as you've noted, and we're going to be a little rusty to start, but the quicker we get our legs under us and the quicker we get the puck moving and we get pressure on them, the better we'll be. And I know we'll adjust quickly, and we just got to get up and down the ice as quick as we can.
Dylan, let the listeners and the people in this room in on the secret that is, you know, how much of a rivalry there is with you guys and Duluth.
Yeah, I think if you look at the last, or actually Coach alluded to it the other day in practice. If you look at the last, I don't know how many years, we've kind of had their
number. You've owned them. Yeah, you can say it. Well, maybe I should say it.
Yeah, you should probably say it.
We've kind of had their number a bit. So, obviously, like, when you haven't had success against a team, it's only going to amp up, you know, their competitiveness and stuff like that. So, it's going to be a battle Friday and Saturday night, but we're looking forward to it.
Carter, you guys, you know, as a team, it never seems you have much practice time before your first game, yet obviously there's some off-season things that you can do as teammates. How much were you able to do that here? Oh, not Carter, I'm sorry. We'll go to Jay. Yeah, Carter, you're already done. Jay, how much did you do that?
Carter came up with the seniors twice now.
Yeah, you're right. How much off-season stuff do you guys do together as a team?
There's a lot of guys in the summer that stay. Most of them go home in May, mm-hmm. Just to get home for a little bit, get away from it. But then they come back, and a lot of the guys here are June, July, August. Everyone comes in August, and that's where the connection really starts. I think how much we get after it in the summer, and the guys are just always around each other. It's so nice. And when you get here and the incoming freshmen come in, and they can just see the bond that we've already started. It's nice to get guys in early.
Traveling on the road with the hockey team here since 2004, when Kel and I moved to town, I've really learned to appreciate what these guys have to do. A lot of them are studying on the bus. A lot of them you see down in the lobbies of the hotel, and they're studying and doing stuff. But with some of the bus trips that we've got in the WCHA right now, Coach gets a sleeper bus for some of the real, real long ones, like a 13-hour ride to Bowling Green. Jay, come here for a sec. I don't fit in one of these things. How do you suppose he does?
How tall are you, Jay?
6'6".
How do you fit into one of those bunks, Jay?
I don't know how to answer that. To be honest, I don't sleep on road trips. Doesn't matter if it's a sleeper bus or a normal bus or a plane. I just don't fit very well.
Struggles of being a D1 athlete, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, the junior class for the 2017-18 Beaver hockey team. We'll take a break, come back, and visit with this year's sophomore class. When we return, it's the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Hi, Sabrina. It's already fall. Time to commit to be fit.
Luke's right. Let's take charge of our health with In Charge Fitness. Today and tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. Save on our fall membership specials.
Depending on the length of membership purchased, you can save as much up to $60 off of 18 months of 24/7 access. Also register to win prizes like a 3-month membership, movie tickets, and gift cards.
Commit to be fit. Call us at 444-8138 or come straight to In Charge Fitness, 5th Street, west of Bemidji Post Office.
Landowner Chris has a long history with Enbridge.
My experiences with Enbridge have been wonderful from start to finish.
When the Line 3 pipeline is replaced, the old line will be retired underground, which is the safest and least disruptive solution for landowners like Chris.
That is not an issue with leaving the old line in the ground. Leaving a pipe in the ground to me means they'll still have to maintain it. I'm not concerned about it, no.
Show your support for replacing Line 3 at Enbridge.com/Line3US.
John and Paul here with the best two party tips you'll get all day.
Number one, Green Mill Pizza.
And number two, Green Mill Wings.
And for a limited time, you can get a large two-topping Green Mill Pizza and Wings for just $19.99.
That's right.
Now that's a party people will want to be at. Plus, if I'm there, everyone will want to come.
Okay, let's just focus on the pizza and wings special and less on you, okay?
All right, but I am really fun at parties, you know.
Yes, I know.
For a limited time, get a large two-topping Green Mill pizza and an order of wings for delivery or takeout for only $19.99.
Green Mill pizza, pasta, beer, and wings.
And our pizza and wing delivery special.
We'll see you at the mill.
Here's your WeatherEye forecast, powered by WeatherOlogy.com. Low is level off around 32 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 57. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows around 47. Partly cloudy skies Thursday. Daytime highs approaching 64. 54 Friday. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner. The PSU men's hockey team opens up the season Friday night with a home-and-home with the Bulldogs of Minnesota Duluth. Joining us on stage right now is this year's sophomore class.
I'm Tommy Muck. My major is business administration, and I'm from Eagan, Minnesota.
I'm Adam Brady. I'm from Delhi, Ontario, and my major is marketing communications.
I'm Dylan McCrory. I'm from Montreal, Quebec, and my major is economics.
I'm Aaron Miller. I'm from Superior, Wisconsin. My major is marketing communications.
I'm Jack Burgart. I'm from Fort St. James, British Columbia, and my major is business administration.
Also, members of the sophomore class who are in class right now, Hampus Showitall and also Zach Whitecloud. So, Tommy Muck, we will start with you. As a Minnesotan, how much did you know about the culture of BSU hockey and what makes BSU hockey tick before you got here?
I did not know much about Bemidji, to be honest with you. I grew up going to Gopher games, and then,
I know.
But, you know, once I got here, and just as soon as you walk into the building, you can just tell this place is just filled with culture. And, I mean, you got guys that played here a long time ago that are all over the walls, and it's awesome to see, and, you know, that's what really attracted me.
Dylan, best part of not being a freshman anymore.
Not being a freshman. No, there's a whole bunch of, you know, just rookie duties and stuff. Mm-hmm. Nothing too serious, but it's just nice not to have that, you know, responsibility anymore.
Jack, my question for you, being a goaltender, you've had to back up Michael Bitzer. How much have you learned from Bitz?
I learned a lot. He's always given tips out there on the ice and just helps whenever he can.
Aaron, you were listed as a freshman. Why are you up here with the sophomores?
I was a redshirted last year as an ACT for academics. I didn't have enough grades or something, I don't know. Something with the clearinghouse said. And so I had a redshirt last year, so I've been here for a full year.
How much does that actually benefit you, though, in the long run? I mean, how much further ahead are you right now than you were last year? Hockey-wise,
a lot,
I'm talking.
A lot. I mean, I came in pretty light, and I put on some weight over the year. I got stronger, I got faster. I think it benefited me a lot.
Aaron, I think people don't realize, but I've witnessed it myself. You're one heck of a Madden 18 player. He got second place in the GigaZone Gaming Championship tournament
nice.
A couple of weeks ago. Has anybody on the team been able to beat you?
No, but a lot of the guys on the team know I'm a big gamer. I love gaming. It's you don't see me out, I'm probably in my room in Linden playing Xbox, talking to my friends from back home. It's just kind of how I communicate with all my buddies from back home when I was gone in juniors, and it's kind of what I still do.
Well, I have to add to that. I went and I was creeping on your Twitter, and all your tweets are about NHL 18. How many hours do you play a week?
A week. I mean...
During non-hockey season, of course.
Non-hockey season? I don't even... at least 20 hours.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like 20 sit hours, like just sitting there, but I'd say a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the afternoon, and then a lot of hours at night.
When do you have time to sleep, eat, practice, and go to school?
That was non-hockey.
That was non-hockey season.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of my hobby, I guess, outside of hockey.
Seriously, do your thumbs hurt?
I'm actually down a thumb right now.
He is down a thumb.
That's a hockey injury, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, bummer.
Jack, as a goalie, you need to see pucks to get better. You need to be in situations where you're constantly working. With the four goalies that were on the roster last year, what's different this year with just three goalies on the roster as far as how many pucks you're seeing different in a week?
You get a lot more touches in practice. Obviously, there's less goalies, so you get in the net a lot more and see a lot more pucks.
Adam, what would you say is your biggest strength as a forward? Speed, shot, size?
I'd say maybe my shot in hockey sense. You know, I'm not the biggest guy, but you know, I like to be physical and just play a complete game.
This question is for Tommy, only because I saw your parents at a lot of hockey games last year here in Bemidji. How nice is it to have to be able to play so close to home and have your family be part of it?
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, you said it, my parents come to a lot of games, and not only my parents, but my grandparents as well. So it's been nice. I played my junior hockey in Madison, 4 hours away from home. Then I got traded to Fargo, which is 4 hours away from home. And I'm a Bemidji, which is 4 hours away from home. So it's really nice to have him up here quite a bit.
Guess you just need to sign with the Wild.
There you go.
4 hours away from home. Who can tell me the a goofy story about Hampus and his accent? Anybody got anything?
Yeah. Honestly, his accent's pretty good.
It's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, he played junior in Texas, so he kind of...
Yeah, you go from a Swede to somebody from Texas. You talk about a messed up accent.
Yeah. No, I remember... This is the only thing that I can remember was in music class last year. Our teacher was talking about orchestra, like what an orchestra is, and he called it orchestra. And it was just, and then everyone just looked at him, and it was just kind of weird that he just chose to pronounce it that way. But other than that, he's pretty good at English.
Well, Hampus gets a mention. We should mention Zach. He's not here, but in your class, what kind of impression has he made jumping in and I scored on his first shot, and he was pretty solid for you all year long. Tommy, I guess you can speak to that. What Zach meant to this team?
I mean, he's a huge aspect of this team. I mean, every day, you know, he treats it as a day to get better. He's a professional. The guys here are rolling out. He's doing, you know, he's here before anyone else is here. And I mean, I can only positive things to say about him. And I mean, he does great things for our team as well.
Aaron, you are a native of Superior, Wisconsin. Are you torn this weekend at all?
Yeah, I'm. I really cannot wait for this weekend. You know, after Red Train last year, it's been a full year since I've played a game, and I've been talking to my parents, family, just about this weekend. I have a bunch of people coming up for the Friday game, and then obviously a bunch of people are coming Saturday for the game in Duluth. Hopefully we can burn down the building in Duluth.
I like the way this guy thinks. Seriously, Superior, Wisconsin both annoys me, and I absolutely love the place. Why is there not a better way to get from the Duluth side of Superior to the other side of Superior than going right through that little dinky two-lane downtown road?
That's the best part right there.
Well, downtown. And that's what why I kind of like the town. There are some cool little dives in that town, aren't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's an old town, obviously. It's built back way back when, and it was built like for like the shipping and all the oil refinery stuff, so it's built in a different way, and I enjoy it.
Adam, as a sophomore now, anything you wish you knew a year ago that you'd fill the new guys in on?
Nothing too much, really. I mean, I think the biggest adjustment was probably practicing, to be honest with you, not playing last year. Once I was able to start skiing with the team, you know, it's a big jump. It's a lot faster. Practices are longer, and there's a lot more things I have to take in out there. So that was probably the toughest thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, your sophomore class of the BSU Beavers. We come back, and we're all going to learn something about the freshmen when we return. It's the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
You're going to love getting used to Venusa.
Hey, Mom. You're a tad cranky today, and I don't think it's because you're out of coffee. It's because you don't sleep on that old mattress of yours. Ever since you spoiled me with my new Serta bed, I have all straight A's in school and have been very responsible and non-teenage cranky. Think that might call for an allowance increase, but only after you get your new Serta bed from America's Mattress Gallery. They have king mattress sets starting at only $599. Trust me, Mom, the rest of the family will probably pitch in to buy you that new Serta mattress. Just saying.
Correct the crankiness in your household with a new Serta mattress from America's Mattress Gallery inside Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, located in Bemidji, Litchfield, and Monticello.
Venusa Appliance Sales and Service. You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
John and Paul here with the best two party tips you'll get all day.
Number one, Green Mill Pizza.
And number two, Green Mill Wings.
And for a limited time, you can get a large two-topping Green Mill Pizza and Wings for just $19.99.
That's right.
Now that's a party people will want to be at. Plus, if I'm there, everyone will want to come.
Okay, let's just focus on the pizza and wings special and less on you, okay?
All right, but I am really fun at parties, you know.
Yes, I know.
For a limited time, get a large two-topping Green Mill Pizza and an order of wings for delivery or takeout for only $19.99.
Green Mill Pizza, pasta, beer, and wings.
And our pizza and wing delivery special.
We'll see you at the mill.
Mix 103 Weather. Here's your WeatherEye forecast, powered by WeatherOlogy.com. Lows level off around 32 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 57. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows around 47. Partly cloudy skies Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 64. 54 Friday. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner. The BSU men's hockey team opens up Friday night at home against the Bulldogs of Duluth. The freshman class is joining us right now. We'll start down on the end here, and please introduce yourself.
My name is Bradley Johnson. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I am undeclared.
Tyler Vold from Andover, Minnesota, and my major is also undeclared.
I'm Ethan Somoza. I'm from Simi Valley, California, and my major is business administration.
I'm Brendan Harris from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am also undeclared.
I'm Connor Bromolowski from Kamloops, British Columbia, and my major is business administration.
Charlie Combs, St. Louis, Missouri. I'm also undeclared.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big welcome to this.
You missed one, Schultzy.
Look at you. One more left.
I thought there were only two sitting down there. I'm sorry.
My name's Hank Johnson. I'm from Minneapolis, and my major is undeclared.
I apologize. ladies and gentlemen, a welcome to the entire freshman class. Brendan, we will start with you. He wears number 8. There was a guy here who just graduated playing here who had a very similar name that wore the number 18. If I call you Brendan Harms, I apologize.
It's okay.
I'm sure it's going to happen more than once this weekend. In all seriousness, how far is Henderson from Las Vegas?
About 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes. So, family, everything okay after what's happened?
Yeah, family's doing good.
Good to hear. Las Vegas is a blossoming hockey hotbed, quite honestly, literally and figuratively. When did you start playing? When did the game grow on you?
I actually started with roller hockey. It's funny you say that. My mom actually kind of made me play ice hockey. I remember crying in the car at like 7 years old.
Whoa.
So when did you quit crying? Last week?
Exactly. Right when I saw that all my friends were doing it, I kind of just followed along, and there was a love for the game there, and been with it ever since.
Seriously, it's Las Vegas. It's 112 degrees all the time. Wouldn't going to the rink be fun? It's cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't go outside unless there's a pool.
Well, funny. Here you don't go outside because you'll freeze to death. So,
Ethan, similarly in California, what was it like for you growing up and playing hockey in a state not usually associated with the sport?
Yeah, same thing as Brendan. I started off with roller hockey, and we actually played roller hockey together when we were young.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I kind of just, a few years after I started roller hockey, I transitioned to ice hockey and just kind of went on from there.
Well, my question is for Charlie and Brendan. You guys played together coming into this season. How easier did that make the transition for you, Charlie, knowing that you were coming here with your best friend?
You know, it's actually funny. We roomed together, too, so.
Are you still now?
No, he's with Brad, and I'm with Ethan. You know, we just have a good connection both on and off the ice, and, you know, it was a good 2 years playing with Brendan, and happy to be here with him.
The Wenatchee Wild do have a rather lengthy tradition of guys here. Why am I drawing a blank? Was a GA assistant coach here, and his brother played here. The McKelveys, weren't they coaching for Wenatchee? Just Ryan was? Wenatchee, Washington, correct? How similar of a town is Wenatchee to Bemidji, or a town around here that everyone here would know?
I mean, it's really like, it's kind of the same as Bemidji. I mean, the arena is the exact same, to the slightest detail. But it's just really cozy in Wenatchee like it is here in Bemidji. Also pretty cold up there. Nothing compared to here, I heard.
Well, Hank, you're a goalie. Minneapolis, where'd you go to high school?
Breck School.
Breck. All right. So you made a couple of tournaments, didn't you?
Yeah, I played in it twice.
Wow.
He sounds so modest and humble. Cheer this guy on. That's not easy to do.
Minnesota High School Hockey Tournament. Nice.
And so being from Minneapolis, at least you probably had heard of Bemidji. When did Bemidji get on the radar for you from I might go play there perspective?
It came on the radar about a year ago. Eddie O, he was the first guy to contact me, and then I came on a visit before I went down to Ontario to play junior, and I just really liked the whole setup and the culture around here.
Well, my question is for Connor. I don't think we've ever had a player in Bemidji State men's hockey history that's had a hyphenated name. How are you going to fit that on your jersey?
Yeah, it goes shoulder to shoulder, so.
How did you end up here at Bemidji State? What's your story?
Last year our team had a pretty good run at the end of the year, and I talked to Eddie a bit during playoffs and went into the spring, and I didn't really know what to expect, honestly, and I got a phone call. I was at work, and well, actually I missed the phone call, And I looked at my phone and I had a text from my coach saying I should probably answer it. then, yeah, I talked to Tom and here I am.
Brad, there was a Bemidji native who played hockey here by the name of Brad Johnson as well. You were from Chesterfield, Missouri. The East Coast in hockey is, well, let's just say that there are some out west that say that the East has a bias. What's it like coming west to play?
Well, Missouri's in the middle of the country.
Yeah, we're kind of in the Midwest.
Yeah.
You were thinking Massachusetts, thinking weren't you? I'm like, what are you talking about?
All right. For any of the listeners, any time that we have to talk about geography,
yeah, we're the
I usually think Biss is wrong.
No, he's right.
Even I know Missouri's in the middle of the country.
Biss looked at me, and I'm looking at him going, what are you talking about,
Chelsea? That was a good gift. All right.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
How close to St. Louis?
It's an 11.5-hour drive.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Opposite side of the state?
It's just kind of south.
Okay.
Pretty much.
You mean 11 and a half hours to hear from St. Louis?
Yeah.
Not from Chesterfield to St. Louis.
Chesterfield to St. Louis.
Oh, no. 30
this
minutes.
Is going the wrong direction here.
We cannot talk about geography ever again. No. Never. So are you a Cardinals fan?
Yes, I am.
Uh-oh. Schulte's a Brewers fan. It's okay.
Well, let's give Tyler a question. Tyler, what's the thing you've noticed most? I know you've only been here for a little while, but the jump from juniors to this level, what's the thing you've noticed, I guess, most in the short time you've been here?
Yeah, I think just the level of pace and the strength definitely goes up a ton. You know, it's still a grind going to practice every day and working out, but it's been a lot of fun, and really excited for the year to get started.
Brendan, you had a chance to play with the development camp for the brand new Las Vegas Golden Knights. What was that experience like for you?
It was actually quite awesome. It was really high paced and kind of gave me some confidence coming in here, being a freshman, kind of extremely undersized compared to 200 pound full of muscle seniors here that are 25 years old. So, I mean, yeah, it was just a really special moment and soaked it in.
Ethan, I can't believe I haven't learned my lesson from the last question that I asked. Simi Valley is like around where Microsoft is, correct?
I'm not really sure.
Isn't there a lot of technology in Simi Valley?
What?
Aren't there a lot of technology?
Technology
Silicon Valley.
See, yeah. Dang it, I
don't
knew I should
go to geography, Matt. That and math
Chelsea.
You must avoid.
I thought you were bad at math, Biss.
I am. That's why I avoid talking about it.
I'm usually better at geography than he is, but evidently not today.
Oh, my goodness.
I grew up in Los Angeles. Well, born in Milwaukee, moved to L.A. before Wayne Gretzky, before hockey was cool. Once Wayne Gretzky was, I mean, seriously, the Miracle on Ice game wasn't even in the newspaper the next day afterwards. With all the teams right now in California, I mean, what's being a hockey fan like?
It's awesome. I mean, seeing the Kings win the Cup twice now in the past few years is really awesome. It's done a lot to hockey in California. It's been growing a lot, and younger kids now they saw the Kings win. They all want to play hockey now, and just it's a lot of growth in California right now.
It is tough to hear as a North Star fan and a Wild fan that the LA Kings won it before the state of hockey, but it's good for the sport, though, right? Has it been growing immensely? How many how many indoor rinks are there in your town?
There's actually a rink 5 minutes from where I live, so there's just one in my town. But I mean, there's a lot all over Southern California.
Seriously, when I grew up there, there was one rink. It was attached to a water park, and the only reason you went in there is because it was cooler than it was outside. Once Wayne Gretzky came, we moved. Go figure. Ladies and gentlemen, your freshman class for the upcoming season. Can somebody please bring me a map for next year's Territory Spaghetti Dinner?
There's one on your computer and phone.
Oh, that was really, really bad. Seriously, these guys all put in an absolute ton of work, not only during the season, but the off season as well. Team GPA last year was 3.52.
That's awesome.
How many of you had a 3.52 in college? Yeah. 3.52. Wow. Season starts Friday night. The Beaver Radio Network, year 18, I believe it is.
18. 18 or 19.
It's 19.
Yes. Glad to bring you every game. Mm-hmm. Folks, thanks for your support of Beaver Hockey. Certainly hope to see you in the rink on Friday night. We've got a Go Green Mill Coaches Show for you tomorrow and all five games this weekend right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Mix 103.7.
KKBJ.
Your music.
Your station.
Mix 103.7.